This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We continue with the divine parables. And the parable for tonight is actually a repeated parable throughout the Quran that depicts for us the worldly life, the dunya, as being akin or very similar to rainwater. You find this in Surah Yunus, you found this in the Salat al-Isha, we heard it in Surah al-Kahf, you find it in Surah al-Zumar, you find it in Surah al-Hadid. But before we sort of make a few stops on some of these phrasings, and their difference between them is subtle and nuanced, and each gives you more and more value. But before that, why is this world being compared to water? The scholars have mentioned over 10 reasons, but Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah identifies four. He said a wise man identifies four, like, really good ones. He says the first of them is that water is unstable, topsy-turvy, like the waves of the ocean, like the unpredictability of the rain. And likewise, this world, who's rich today is broke tomorrow, who's broke today is rich tomorrow, who's alive today is dead tomorrow. Unpredictable, unstable. The second reason, he said, is that water is limited. Yes, it is the most abundant natural resource, but it is transient still. It is passing. And likewise with this world, you can't trap it. The beautiful doesn't stay beautiful forever. Impossible. The healthy cannot retain their health forever. Impossible. Right? That's the second reason. They said the third reason is because you can't be surrounded with water, it's life, this world, right? And not get wet. You're gonna get wet because you're being entangled in this dunya. And that means you have to make sure you only get wet and you don't drown altogether. You need direction, you need discipline to survive it because you're not gonna be able to avoid it. So you will get wet, number three. They said number four, just like with water, a little bit of this world is useful, so useful. But a lot of it is destructive. It is doom. Now bring us to some of the parables. In Surah Yusuf, Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the example, the method of the life of this world, kama'in, is like water, anzalnahu min as-sama', that we send down from the skies, fakhtalata bihi nabatul ard, and so the plants of the earth pull it in. They soak it up. They absorb it. Mimma ya'kulu an-nasu wal-an'am. Plants that humans eat from and plants that animals eat from. In other words, this world produces different things at different levels. The scholars said this could also be hinting at the fact that there are huge distinctions in economic levels, in wealth levels. Some people eat the highest levels of even human food, right? The fine diners, right? And then others eat less than that. And then there are foods that no human being would accept to eat unless he's desperate. The scraps, right? This is the example of this world. مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. And that is why, you know, a person needs to not be jaded, or not jaded is not the right word, not be distracted by this disparity. It's all dunya. From the top to the bottom, it's all really one category. You know, as one of the scholars would say, a person is utterly foolish if they are, you know, spending their flight wishing they could be like the guy at first class. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who's first class and who's economy. What matters is when the plane lands, where are you going? Yes? That's what matters. And so this is the journey of life. And we will all have different arzaq, but it's all the same dunya. It's all classified as the same level. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says in the same ayah, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. And then after everything is being produced here by the rainfall, and the earth takes on its full beauty. It's mesmerizing. It's sort of appealing. It draws you in. Once it does that, is zayyanat, it decorates itself, like a bride decorates itself. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا, here's the challenge. And its people begin to assume that they are fully capable over it. They have it under their full control. That's the problem. The problem is when you think you got it all under control. And this is a problem in our age more than anything else, that we have this obsession with exercising control. I'm going to decide what's right and wrong. I'm going to decide, let me throw some genetic engineering in there, whether my baby is going to be a boy or a girl, and what color their eyes will be. Look how far it's gotten. This obsession with control, as if you can ever fully control life, that is the most dangerous moment. Because he says, وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا, and its people assume they have full control over it. What happens? أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا. At that moment, our command comes to it. لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. By night or by day. And that means unexpected, catches them off guard. It also means quickly. It also means intensely. By night or by day. Our command comes to it, meaning it falls apart. And you know, everyone as individuals, there's a moment when they fall apart. There is not a person that dies today except that he dies with text messages that are unread, and emails that are not responded to, and errands and plans and schedule that will not be fulfilled. But also the demise of civilizations. This has happened with tens of thousands of generations. Like, think about like the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, the Chinese Empire, the Aztec Empire, Ad and Thamud, who used to cut, you know, their homes out of mountains, carve them out of mountains. We don't even know anything about them anymore. Just traces, they're placeholder names. They are news that has vanished and just barely know what direction to point to, what 100 or 1,000 years we're talking about. Atahum amruna, our command comes to them. And so this notion of never being secure with this world, every time, by the way, this is a beautiful gem regarding this set of parables, every time Allah speaks about how you should never put your guard down to this world that sort of flexes for you and then crumbles in front of you, cycles. He always pivots you over to the correct mindset. So in Surah Yunus, this example that is given, the verse right after it is what? وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. And Allah invites you to the world of security. This is not a world of security. Don't ever get secure. Don't get too secure. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says it's like rainfall, and then it collapses again. What's the next verse? الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Wealth and children are things that you grow in this world, right? Are the decor of this life. والباقيات, and the only things that remain are الصالحات. Hopefully our wealth is also of our righteousness. Hopefully our children are of our righteousness, but only if it's classified as righteousness, that's the only thing that remains. Likewise in Surah Al-Hadid, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this world is nothing but something that flares and you boast of it, and then all of a sudden it disappears. The next verse is what? Same pattern. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Now compete for what's worth our competition. Compete towards the forgiveness of your Lord and the paradise that is as wide as, right? And speaking of Surah Al-Hadid, just to bring this full circle, Surah Al-Hadid has the parable of this world being like water or rainwater. In Surah Al-Hadid, there's a lot here. But I'll mention to you one very quickly, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, this world is a world where people boast and flex, and it is like the plants that get very vibrant, and then quickly they become yellow, and then they become rubble. They fall apart. You guys ever seen, you all outside in the fall every year, the corn fields, after they go through them post-harvest, is just rubble to the ground, right? Yellow, then rubble. Some of the scholars said this isn't even a metaphor anymore. This is literal. Because the water becomes a part of you as well. And every human being, as life progresses, if your death is not sudden, you can actually watch yourself dry up like the leaf dries up. Your season, you can see it progressing. You look at your skin. If you give yourself pause, I have less water in my skin than a baby. And a little bit more water in my skin than the elderly. And so Allah is telling you, benefit from these treasures. Benefit from these parallels. And see that you are like this rainfall and the vegetation, you too have a season, so make the best of it. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us all to benefit from these words and make the best of our season on this earth. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.